Mail at 6 a.m. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. It's already been a tough start to the week for lots of commuters coming into D.C. from the southeast this morning in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Jamie Witten, any changes to the situation?
We do. We have a bit of a change on the northbound side, DC 295, Bill, which they have reopened the lane. So now northbound, you can head from the Naval Research Lab and get past Malcolm X Avenue. Southbound, however, still remains shut down at the Suitland Parkway again for this accident investigation. And I'll have more of what you should do coming up in traffic.
Former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell will learn his fate in just a few hours. The U.S. Supreme Court's deciding on the appeal of the conviction on corruption charges.
The high court could overturn the lower court's verdict that calls for McDonnell to spend 2 years in prison for accepting bribes. Virginia political analyst Bob Holsworth says that would be a big win for McDonnell.
And the real only question is whether or not he would have to face a new trial.
Holsworth says if the justices do overturn the conviction, they'll want to make sure they're not sending the message that politicians can accept any kind of gift.
So long as you don't engage in, you know, egregious forms of quid pro quo.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are mixing it up over the Brexit vote.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Trump's campaign manager Paul Manafort saying what happened in Great Britain is an example of how many Americans feel.
The promise that government's going to make your life better if you just give up your freedoms. The promise is that we know better than you on how to make your lives better. We've been rejected. That's what Donald Trump has identified.
Clinton thinks the shockwaves of Britain divorcing itself from the EU is the kind of turmoil Trump wants to gin up to improve his chances of becoming president.
Our priority now must be to protect American families and businesses from the negative effects of this kind of tumult and uncertainty.
Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
One Virginia delegate to the Republican National Convention is heading to court to avoid voting for Donald Trump.
Carol Carell, a delegate from Virginia, is bound to vote for Trump on the first ballot because the real estate mogul won that state's GOP primary. But Carell has filed a federal lawsuit against Virginia election officials, arguing that his right to free speech is being blocked by rules that he must vote for Trump. He is one of several delegates seeking to vote however they choose at the convention, potentially putting Trump at risk of losing the nomination. But experts believe the chance of that happening is slim, as the convention's rules committee is packed with staunch party leaders who likely won't change the process. I'm Mark Chase.
More heavy rains are expected, and a new round of flooding is possible today in West Virginia, in the same area where at least 25 people died in the past week because of high water. Do you live near Reagan National Airport? Well, here's your chance to speak up about the noise.
The community meeting will be held tonight specifically to address noise from the planes at Reagan National.
Most of the concerns that we are hearing are about increased flights in early mornings and late evenings, plus air traffic control diversions for where airplanes are flying over the city instead of directly over the Potomac River.
Jan Lambert, Director of Transportation for the City of Alexandria, says the meeting at 6 will focus on recent changes for aircraft taking off to the south of the airport. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,401, the NASDAQ at 4708. Sports Naval Academy graduate Billy Hurley III wins the Quicken Loans National. Baseball, the Nats finally get a win after 7 straight losses. The O's complete the 4-game sweep of the Rays. WNBA, the Mystics get a convincing win over Minnesota. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depend on WMAL for the latest on traffic.
Roundabout, where you're going to find delays that will get you around.
Each morning, Jamie Witten gives you everything you need to know. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5.
That'll get you around the problem.
Mornings on WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? Are those high energy bills taking a toll on your wallet? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. That's right, for a limited time, you can have energy efficient comfort for only $83 a month. For details and to schedule your free estimate, call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router. Northern Virginia Community College knows you're busy, so they offer convenient locations and flexible schedules, including online options, to make it easy to fit college into your active life. With an associate degree from Nova, you could earn $500,000 more than with just a high school diploma. Plus, Nova's guaranteed admission agreements help you transfer seamlessly for your bachelor's degree. Nova's next session begins August 22nd. Get started today by visiting nvcc.edu/startstrong.
Get your carpets clean for $39 per room. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
DC 295 investigation had been going on for hours, but literally everything has just wrapped up. You can now use 295. It's reopened. So southbound 295 no longer detoured at the Suitland Parkway. Northbound you get by as well. And those delays northbound that we had, quite sizable, starting to see some improvement as you push north toward the inbound Douglas Bridge or the 11th Street Bridge. Now let's go south on 295, coming off of both 50 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, very slow to get past the single car crash at East Capitol Street. Waldorf, Maryland, what crews have decided to do was alternate traffic on Mattawoman Beantown Road. Northbound side completely closed before you get to 301, but they're alternating traffic using the southbound lanes. Watch for police direction, obviously. Virginia on the Beltway in the express lanes. As you're coming from Maryland across the Legion Bridge up ahead near the toll road in the express lanes, the left lane of two blocked the main lines. You can get through a little bit of a distraction. No problems to report on the Interloop side, leaving Springfield and heading up toward Tyson's and 66. We start off our commute with just some volume growing. Now, if your computer's running slow, go to mycleanpc.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate My Clean PC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL weather channel forecast.
Not too bad of a Monday morning. Commute in featuring dry weather this afternoon. A few of us get a few showers, a few thunderstorms rolling around. 89 with a south breeze around. Those thunderstorms will linger into early tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Alexandria, 64 in Damascus, 68 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by MyCleanPC.com. The Game of Thrones finale sets the stage for an epic march to the finish. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM
630. WMAL. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian and Larry back in the house. And coming up at 7:05, we'll be talking to legal analyst Jonah Genova. So much to talk about regarding the Hillary email situation and other things. Supreme Court last day. It's all coming up 7:05 with Jonah Genova. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Would you consider asking the Scottish Parliament not to back such a motion of legislative consent?
Of course, because if our interests
were on...
Of course, if the Scottish Parliament was judging this on the basis of what's right for Scotland, then the option of saying, look, we're not going to vote for something that is against Scotland's interests, of course that's got to be on the table.
That's Nicola Sturgeon, First Minister of Scotland, telling BBC that they might try to block the Brexit vote, as the UK Parliament can do, as the British Parliament can do.
Wow.
Because that referendum is non-binding. Well, to talk about the latest on the Brexit vote and also sort of give a historical perspective on this is Andrew Roberts, British historian, author of the new book, Napoleon, A Life, and he joins us live from London. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Roberts.
Hi. Can I just say, though, that although the British Parliament doesn't necessarily need to pass Brexit, that isn't necessarily constitutionally true of the Scottish one. That a lot of people here don't think that the Scottish Parliament does have the right to block Brexit if the British Parliament has gone ahead with it.
Oh, I see. All right, thank you for clarifying
that.
Well, tell us a little. It's amazing to me. How long has Great Britain actually been part of the European Union in its current state? Because by the reaction, you would think that this is, you know, overturning 300 years of relationship and economic trade. That's not the case. In the grand scheme of things, this has been a blip on the radar in Britain's history, isn't it?
Yes, in Britain's history, we've only been a member for 43 years since January 1973. But, I mean, historically, of course, we've also been trading with the continent for 1,000 years longer. So it's to be seen, I think, in the sort of wider historical context.
You have written that Brexit is a more impressive achievement than the French Revolution, and I'd like to know what you mean by that.
Well, it was done in the traditional British way of evolutionary change, done by votes, rather than chopping 40,000 people's heads off like the French Revolution did. Of course, we did have the very sad and tragic death of the Labour MP, Joe Cox. But that was through the actions of a lunatic and a neo-Nazi, and can't be seen as sort of part of the political process in the way that, of course, Robespierre killing 40,000 people during the French Revolution clearly was.
Now, let me ask you the question that a lot of Americans are saying. You know, they look at what happened, and they said, "Hey, we're surprised by this." Many in the UK are surprised by this because the polls didn't suggest that this was going to be the outcome. What was the undercurrent that was going on that wasn't picked up by the polls?
Well, the polls seem to be getting it wrong a lot. They got the British general election of 2015 very badly wrong as well. They said Labour was going to win it, and in fact the Conservatives won it. So it was possibly either people just don't care about telling the truth to pollsters, or pollsters are getting it wrong in the weighting that they give to various people, whether it's online or telephone polling. But whatever it is, it does not actually seem to be a very sensible or useful way to predict political outcomes.
So you talk about how Great Britain has been trading with their European partners for 1,000 years, and that's, you know, something to digest for a moment. When people talk about the negative ramifications of the Brexit vote, are they focusing on some concern that this is going to affect Great Britain's economy because it's going to be so difficult or expensive to trade with Europe? Or is there bigger concern that the European Union is going to have trouble getting the economic support and great influence that they had been getting from the British government?
It's both, really. You're right, of course, that because Britain is the second largest economy after Germany in the European Union, our exit could be bad news for the European Union. But if sort of sensible counsels prevail, as I believe they will ultimately, and people can calm down a bit, which they're certainly not at the moment, we'll be able to realise that the only way to guarantee prosperity for everybody is to allow the trading to continue in the same way that it did. And not to have Britain punished by Brussels for having had the temerity to take back our sovereignty and self-governance.
That's kind of my point here. The follow-up question to that is, I mean, I'm guessing Great Britain still wants to trade with all of their partners in the European Union, and they have every intention to do so. Is there any real economic or historical reason why these nations should choose not to or should choose to increase tariffs from Great Britain solely because they're not a part of the European Union? Or is it just a punishment?
It's a punishment because because Brussels doesn't want to have other nations leave the European Union. So it has to be seen to be meting out condign punishment to the United Kingdom for having left the organisation. But there's absolutely no economic or financial reason whatsoever why they shouldn't want to continue, not least because they make $87 billion dollars more out of us every year than we make out of them.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, so we keep hearing that maybe this is not over, that there might be another referendum and then another referendum.
No, that's completely absurd. Okay. Yes, you're right that there's been a huge petition by the losers against the winners, saying that there should be another go at it and that the rules ought to be slightly different. I'm afraid this is very un-British. It's bad loser mentality. And it's a little bit like we've got a great football tournament on at the moment, the Euro 2016.
Yes, right.
It's a bit like after England loses, to try to petition to have it not done on goals scored, but on some other kind of criterion. You know, everybody knew what the rules of the referendum were, and so it's ridiculous to try and run another one just because they don't like the outcome of the first.
And this thing that it's non-binding, is it really possible that this thing, even though it's the will of the people, will not come to pass?
Well, the majority of members of Parliament don't support Brexit. It's only supported by quite a small majority, a minority of MPs in Parliament. And so theoretically it would be possible for these elected politicians to actually say, we don't care about the will of the people, we don't care about this referendum, we're going to go and put our own views before that of 17.4 million Britons. But I simply can't see that happening. It would be flying in the face of democracy in such a gross way that I think these people would be drummed out of their constituencies at the next general election if they tried it.
All right, Andrew. And no worry about being sent to the back of the queue by Barack Obama, I'm sure.
There is a worry. There's a very serious worry. We desperately need to make trade deals with organizations and countries, India and China, of course, and other examples, as soon as possible, because the EU was never able to with 28 yes. members. And we don't want President Obama to shove us to the back of the queue in America.
Well, he's only got a few more months left, Andrew Roberts. So join us in counting those days. Andrew Roberts, British historian, author of the new book.
Thanks, Andrew. Thank
you very much. Napoleon a Life is the book, and check it out.
Thank you.
It is now 6:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. At 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And some relief in the 6 o'clock hour. That DC 295 travel lanes are open each direction between the Suitland Parkway and Malcolm X Avenue. That had been shut down for hours for an investigation of a fatal crash. Now just trying to relieve some of the pressure there. Southbound 295 had a single car crash, totally separate, past East Capitol Street, and now you can get by there, albeit quite slow, as you come out of Chevrolet. Mattawoman Beantown Road in Waldorf. Accident involved a dump truck northbound side of Mattawoman Beantown Road before 301. Now that's the flow of the rush hour. So what they're doing is letting traffic use the southbound lanes on Mattawoman Beantown Road. So if you're coming off of 301, you can't go southbound Mattawoman Beantown Road. You have to use the next exit. All right, let's get you around the region and the Beltway. In Maryland has been quiet. Virginia in the express lanes outer loop near the toll road, the left of two block, just a brief delay. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, some clouds today, possibly a thunderstorm this afternoon, a 30% chance of rain. That becomes a 70% chance of rain tonight. So the high today will be 89, rain possible, and a low tonight of 71. Tomorrow, cloudy skies, although a stray thunderstorm is possible, a high of 89. Wednesday in the mid-80s, Thursday in the upper 80s, Friday in the upper 80s, currently in the nation's capital. It is 70 degrees, 617 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Well, you know, it's a game that we play every political election year. Who's going to be the vice presidential running mates for the candidates? And a lot of attention has been paid to Hillary Clinton of late and who she might choose to be her running mate as we head toward the conventions here later, next month, I guess it is. And one name that keeps coming up a lot is Tim Kaine, senator from the Commonwealth of Virginia, Democrat, widely considered to be a top contender, according to many. I mean, there have been those who say, I think it was Jake Tapper who said it some time ago, I think it's Kaine. I think Brett Baer has been on our air, and he says, I think it's going to be Kaine. So, the questions are being asked of him. Here's Chuck Todd talking to Senator Kaine about whether or not he might be the vice presidential choice for Hillary Clinton.
Are you qualified to be commander-in-chief?
You know what? Nobody should ever say they're ready for that responsibility because it is so so huge.
What does that mean when you hear that question? What do you think that means? What should go into being qualified?
You know, Abraham Lincoln wouldn't have said yes to that question. Harry Truman wouldn't have said yes to that question. Those are my two favorite presidents. I am doing my best to be a good senator. I came in saying that, you know, I replaced Jim Webb. And I always said, like, I can't replace Jim Webb because I'm not sure that's possible. I'm going to try to be a good successor.
Well, anyway, that first part that he has to say, nobody should ever say they're ready. Hold it. Isn't that what we're asking of our candidates? Are you ready to be the commander-in-chief?
Well, I think it goes beyond that. Doesn't one of the candidates actually have the slogan for her campaign, ready for Hillary? I mean, isn't Hillary Clinton the one who is actually running on the idea that she's the only one qualified and prepared on day one
that's right.
to be the president?
Nobody should ever say they're ready for that responsibility.
Wait a minute. If somebody
can't say they're ready for that responsibility, I ain't voting for them.
Well, I guess that's true. I mean, listen, if you take Tim Kaine at his word here, the senator from Virginia, who could very well be the vice presidential pick for Hillary Clinton, he is basically saying that Hillary Clinton is completely out of her mind for saying that she is ready to be the president of the United States. Nobody should ever say it. Oh, well, except for Hillary Clinton, apparently. Again, this is the big problem with Tim Kaine being the running mate, is that there are some fundamental differences that they have to switch on or they have to reconcile.
Well, that's true. But, I mean, there's also this. I mean, you know, it tells you how important Virginia is going to be in this coming national election, and why if they're looking that seriously at Tim Kaine, that Virginia, which I think you've actually coined this phrase, is the swingiest of all the swing states.
It's pretty damn swingy out there.
It's out there. It's swingy, and that means that it could really. I mean, we're going to see a lot of the candidates in Virginia as we head toward the general election.
Maybe I think that may be a big part of it. If she does pick Tim Kaine, I think it's also an acknowledgement that she has a major problem here. Everybody talks about how Donald Trump, you know, has issues in all of these states, and that he has issues with women voting for him, and he has issues with Latinos voting for him, and he has issues with African Americans voting for him. Guess what? Hillary Clinton has a major problem with white men. Mm-hmm. A gigantic problem with white men. By some totals, it's like 70 to 30 white men voting for Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton.
That's right.
I think that may be a big part of it, too. If, in fact, she does pick Tim Kaine, I think it's an acknowledgement that she's not quite as confident going into November as you would think that she is. Otherwise, I think that she's going to check off the Julian Castro box there and say, look, I've got a Latino. It's time for history. This is a historic thing.
Well, you might be right. I mean, but I think, you know, it makes a lot of sense if Virginia is that important. And he's sort of, I mean, can you think of really, there's no outstanding scandal or problem with Tim Kaine, has a pretty clean record. It seemed like a pretty safe choice to me.
If you think he can carry Virginia.
Yeah. And it'll be interesting to see if he can.
It's 6:21 on WMAO.
Hello.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Thank you for a great show.
Washington's Mall.
WMAO.
Where Washington comes to talk.
The Ted Britt Summer Sales Event is going on now, and it's kicking a little booty. Get out there and check out all of the great deals they've got. The best deals, in fact, on over 1,200 vehicles in stock, with prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevrolet, Ford, and Lincoln models. And by the way, Ted Britt is also proud to offer the Military Appreciation and First Responders $1,000 cash bonus. That thanks the heroes serving in our military and our community. So this is a great thing. You know, coming up on the July 4th weekend here, why not get a new set of wheels, head out, take advantage of these great deals, and also take advantage of a great cashback bonus if you're in the military or a first responder. And then sit back and enjoy the wonderful deal and the wonderful people at Ted Britt who will stand behind that deal with the great program called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with a lifetime coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. Visit one of their 9 great locations or online at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Give enough rides each week and you can keep up to 95% commission. That's right, 95%. Better yet, we'll start you off with a $500 bonus. That's right, $500 for each new Lyft driver in Washington, D.C. And you'll only earn more from there. Whether you're putting money toward a mortgage, saving for vacation, or just looking for a better way to to earn, choose Lyft. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com today. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides tip the driver. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Be your own boss, pick your own schedule, and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft and pocket that $500 bonus by applying at LYFTDC.com today. Terms apply.
It is 6:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Georgetown, a little bit busy. M Street right at the Key Bridge. So if you're coming off of the Key Bridge and trying to get onto M Street at the very end there, you're under police direction around the crash. So seeing a little bit of volume just starting to form. For now, we're okay on Canal Road, Chain Bridge Road, and over the Chain Bridge, George Washington Parkway without any early troubles. Baltimore Washington Parkway just starting to see some of that volume form and through Laurel, especially coming in the southbound direction. Trying to get out of Frederick, traffic still detoured on westbound 70. Traffic is detoured onto alternate Route 40 due to police investigation. Eastbound, you can get through. Once you do get through and on to 270, south heavy off and on past Urbana down toward the exit for 109. That's pretty typical in our 270 backups. DC 295 slowing past East Capitol Street. Single car crash there out of the travel lanes. And then everybody reopened as well. 295 between the Suitland Parkway and Malcolm X. Accident investigation complete. Wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps. It's the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means that you don't need to use your data plan. Get now at here.com/maps. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry for the morning, maybe not so lucky this afternoon. Some widely scattered showers, thunder showers expected into the evening hours. Up near 89 with a south breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 68 degrees. It is 6:26.
Should I stay or should I go now?
What's going on with the Bernie Sanders campaign? People coming and going left and right. Yeah. Actually more going than coming.
I don't see many people coming in at the moment.
They had a round of layoffs right after Hillary Clinton clinched the nomination mathematically. Sanders himself came on cable news on Friday and said, yeah, he will vote for Hillary Clinton, not because he's supporting her and not because he's endorsing her, because he wants to stop Donald Trump.
Well, how do you have a campaign if you actively announce you're going to vote for the person you've been campaigning against?
Well, and how do you have a campaign if you don't have a press secretary? Mm-hmm. The press secretary has now announced, Simone Sanders, that she will be leaving the campaign. She says, I believe my time with the campaign has come to an end. Listen to this, though. It's an interesting quote she gave CNN. Very proud of all the work we've done, and I'm now looking forward to helping elect down-ballot Democrats and do all I can to ensure a Democrat is the 45th president of the United States. Not to ensure that Hillary Clinton is the 45th president of the United States.
Well, she's a press secretary, so words have meaning, and you have to read into them. She's not enthusiastic, I would guess, about her options.
Meanwhile, I believe...
I think, by the way, there are a lot of Democrats who are not.
Well, true. This is going to definitely be an election where people are going to vote for the person that they hate least. By the way, over 30,000 people have signed up to protest the Democrat convention in Philadelphia. Hmm. These are people who have just decided the Democratic Party is not nearly left enough for
them. How about that?
It's 6:28 on WMAL.
Jim, how are you? Come on in.
Bill, this is such a great house.
Thanks. Yeah, 3 beds, 2 baths, and wait till you see the pool.
But how'd you get the down payment?
We didn't have to. We called NASA Federal Credit Union at 1-888-991-NASA and got a zero down fixed rate mortgage with no private mortgage insurance.
You must be saving hundreds a year with no PMI.
More like thousands. And with zero down, we were able to add the pool. I'm telling you, if you're looking to buy a home, you've got to get NASA Federal's zero down fixed rate mortgage with no PMI. It even works for jumbo loans. Just call 1-888-991-NASA. NASA or visit nasafcu.com/991.
Wow, with zero down and no PMI, we could buy that house Jen liked and furnish it too. But I don't work for NASA.
You don't have to work at NASA to get a mortgage with NASA Federal. Just call 1-888-991-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/991.
Thanks for the tip. Now can I see the pool?
Equal housing lender, NMLS 486583. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. For more details about credit cost terms and conditions, call 888-991-NASA.
Wednesdays,
the one, the only, Mr. Jay Leno.
Jay Leno returns to CNBC.
We've done some dumb things on this show, but this is right up there.
The shows are bigger.
This car is the essence of cool.
The rides are faster. And the laughs are louder.
Ow!
Jay Leno's Garage. Premiere episodes Wednesdays, 10 Eastern and Pacific.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Only on CNBC.
Coming up in just a few moments, the very latest on the Donald Trump campaign and Critter News, a certified fan favorite here. Did you have Critter News while I was gone?
We did.
Did you really?
It wasn't nearly.
Well, I'm back, and we'll continue the fine tradition of Critter News coming up. Right now, 6:30, time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The 8 Supreme Court justices are set to go their separate ways for the summer today, following opinions in 3 remaining cases, including the corruption conviction of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell. Another ruling concerns regulation of Texas abortion clinics. A third covers federal law barring people convicted of domestic violence from having guns. America's top diplomat is in Europe to help make some sense of last week's Brexit vote in the UK.
Secretary Kerry will be arriving here very soon in Brussels to, if you will, become an intermediary in a position where the United States is a friend of the European Union and has a special relationship and is a friend of Britain at a time where the European Union is essentially saying to Britain, show your credibility, show your honesty, you've taken this vote, let's see you move towards extricating yourself from the European Union, where the message that's emerging from Britain is one that has been very clear as well, which is we're going to take our time about this.
Correspondent Nick Robertson. Virginia Senator Tim Kaine is trying to tamp down talk that he is on Hillary Clinton's shortlist for vice president. On NBC's Meet the President, Kaine even deflected the question of whether he feels ready to be president.
You know what? Nobody should ever say they're ready for that responsibility because it is so huge.
And Kaine said, don't believe the hype about his possible pick as Clinton's running mate. Conditions are improving in Central California, where a wildfire that killed at least 2 people is now 40% contained. Some 200 homes have been destroyed. Gas prices in the Washington metro area are down 2 cents from a week ago. So says AAA, which reports the average price for a gallon of regular unleaded now $2.31, down from $2.33 a week ago. A year ago, the price was $2.77. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,401, the NASDAQ at 47,08. Sports, Tanner Roark scatters 7 hits in 7 scoreless innings as the Nats beat the Brewers. The O's crush Tampa Bay. WNBA, the Mystics beat Minnesota. And the Quicken Loans National goes to Billy Hurley III of Annapolis. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
If you're even thinking about replacing your home's air conditioner in the next few years, check this out. The Right Now special from Snell Heating and Air gives you a chance to save big, avoid frustration, and beat the rush. Right now really is the best time to call Snell at 703-450-6300. When it gets scorching hot, that's the worst time to do it. But right now you can make a smart decision, and you can save a boatload. Up to $2,475 installed by my stand-up guys. We've been showing folks for years how to battle high energy bills and to protect their family's comfort. So beat the rush right now and book your appointment today.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
25 years ago, a woman from Chicago found herself single when her engagement was abruptly called off. She began the search to meet normal, well-educated professionals like herself. Her friends set her up on blind dates. She tried the bar scene and contemplated online dating, but she wasn't comfortable with any of those options. The ideal date, she decided, was a lunch date or drink after work, a fun, laid-back, stress-free way to meet other professional singles. Thus, It's Just Lunch was founded, and the rest is history. Dating can be simple and worry-free. Besides, it's just lunch or a drink after work. To celebrate 25 years of worry-free dates, It's Just Lunch has a special offer for you during the month of June. You have nothing to lose except your single life. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and start dating tomorrow.
Attention business owners, are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity, bad credit, or no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors. AmeriFactors will give you cash right now for your invoices, and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your accounts receivable, and if those clients don't pay on those invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your accounts receivable, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. Get new equipment, hire new employees, or go after new business. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today with AmeriFactors by calling 800-737-6195 or go to AmeriFactors.com/radio. That's 800-737-6195, 800-737-6195.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
6:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Winton in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Georgetown area coming off of the Key Bridge. You need to watch for police direction when you get to the end of the Key Bridge to make that left turn heading on toward Canal Road. They have traffic stopped in that direction. You are able to continue right onto M Street into Georgetown and over toward Wisconsin Avenue. Again, this is because of a crash. If you're using Canal Road and you're heading toward the Whitehurst Freeway and toward the Key Bridge, you can get through. But again, you need to follow police direction. No problems right now reported heading to the Wilson Bridge. Just the backups quickly forming here before St. Barnabas Road. 295 northbound. A little bit of volume still remaining heading up toward the Suitland Parkway. Earlier crash and investigation cleared. New accident is DC 295 southbound near East Capitol Street with one lane reported blocked now from DC police. Coming in from the west, 66 out of Manassas to Centerville, again through Fair Lakes and Fair Oaks. Just seeing that volume on the increase again up at the Capitol Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A south breeze around today. Sunshine to fade behind some clouds later with that threat four. A few scattered showers and thunder showers. 89, that thunderstorm threat lingers into this evening. Then a chance of showers overnight, a warm 71. Isolated thunderstorms tomorrow, 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Arlington, 64 in Gaithersburg, 68 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. It is 637 on WMAL.
I love that part. Joining us on the line right now is our good friend, Joe DiGenova.
No, sir. He joins us at 7:05. I'm coming up at 7:05. It's Joe DiGenova.
That's right. I'm sorry. Jumping ahead.
That's okay.
I've been on vacation. You have to cut me just a little bit of
sleep. I don't blame you at all. Let's get up to date on the 2016 presidential campaign, as there is plenty to talk about. Hillary Clinton going after Donald Trump on his speech that he gave over in Scotland after the Brexit vote. Listen, everyone's got their hair on fire here because, you know, the Brexit vote happens. Donald Trump is in Scotland. He's opening up a resort. He's there because he promised he would be there. And at the beginning of this appearance, we talked about it live as it was happening Friday morning. He talked about the resort because that's what he was there for. He gave his presentation about the resort. His kids went up there. They gave the presentation. Then they opened it up to questions, and he answered questions. Well, listen to, you know, here's a little explanation of it. And we actually thought it was kind of funny because he was, you know, again, trolling the press a little bit as they're waiting for, you know, on bated breath for his utterances about this. And he goes,
inside the lighthouse right now is incredible suites. And it's called a halfway house because
they're sitting there. Is he ever going to mention anything about the pound?
No,
is he going to mention anything about
the yeah.
But he's running for president. You know, is he?
Golfers will stop and they'll go and
he just keeps going on and on about it. All right. Well, here is a brand new ad from Hillary Clinton.
Enormous shockwaves from Britain's historic vote to leave the European Union. Global markets are plummeting.
Every president is tested by world events. But Donald Trump thinks about how his golf resort can profit from them.
When the pound goes down, more people are coming to Turnberry.
Stocks tank around the world.
Brand new sprinkler system, the highest level.
He's talking about his new sprinkler system.
In a volatile world, the last thing we need is a volatile president.
There you go. Does that, is that effective for you?
Excuse me. He is a businessman still. He has properties opening around the world. He goes for a view of something that his sons have been working on. I'm sure as a father, very proud of that. Very proud of the new facility. He goes there as a businessman. There was no doubt that that was why he was going. And he's criticized for that. What has Hillary Clinton ever produced that made money? What does she know about running a business? And for her to say that this is some sign that he wasn't prepared to be president is ridiculous. It's just beyond the pale.
Well, there you go. And that's exactly why they're going to use this, because they are, in fact, beyond the pale.
In a volatile world, the last thing we need is a volatile president.
Yeah, because, you know,
how is he volatile? By going over to see his golf course.
At a time
how is that a sign of volatility?
Yeah, I don't know. I found it actually refreshing that he was sort of flying in the face of this notion that a major world event has happened, and we must hear the latest utterance from a president or from a candidate because it's so critically important. I mean, you know, Barack Obama always does this. It's like, oh, my gosh, we have to hear what Obama has to say about this, but only when it's politically expedient. By the way, could we just point out for a moment that Hillary Clinton issued a terse, you know, five-line written statement when the Brexit vote. She was nowhere to be found for 48 hours. She wouldn't give any public statement about the thing. At least Trump did take questions. And when was the last time Hillary took questions about anything?
There's a good point. Actually, you're right. I'm a lot more concerned about Hillary Clinton when she was Secretary of State and some of the things that she was doing or things that she did not do. We still do not have a complete accounting of what Hillary Clinton was doing the night of the Benghazi attacks. We don't have a real breakdown of what she was doing and the recommendation. We don't have a complete record of the recommendation she was making to her president, what the State Department was doing. Now, that's something that matters.
Yep.
And we don't have that. How can
In a
she
volatile world, the last thing we need is a volatile president.
See, that's
volatile.
Yeah, because, you know, we need someone like Hillary Clinton who has a cool, calm hand on the rudder so that things like, you know, the destruction of Libya doesn't take place, that the U.S. military pulling out of Iraq doesn't take place so that there could be a rise of ISIS, so that the Arab Spring can't sweep across the Middle East, increasing terrorist threats to the United States and all of our allies. See, that would be a volatile situation.
Well, it would also be volatile if you had a woman who was, as First Lady, apparently incredibly rude to members of the staff who threw lamps
Did you do a little reading on your vacation there?
Cursed out the staff members at every opportunity. People say that she was impossible to deal with when she was first lady. Isn't that a sign of volatility?
She's just a grandma.
To me, that sounds like volatility.
Just a grandma.
Maybe it's just me.
Let's swing to the Republican side. Donald Trump has said that he is not inviting Ted Cruz or John Kasich to speak at the convention. Of course, Cruz and Kasich were the last remaining holdouts in the Republican race for the nomination. Won't allow them to speak unless they endorse Donald Trump. Kasich has said that he won't endorse Donald Trump, and Trump says if there's no endorsement, then I will not invite them to speak. Do you think that that's a fair thing for him to do?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I don't think you invite people to come and speak at your convention when you're the nominee if you don't feel like they're going to say things that are supportive of what you're doing.
Meanwhile, George Will won't be invited to the convention to speak.
Know, yeah.
George Will has said that Donald Trump is that he is no longer a Republican because of Trump's nomination. Trump's response was George Will lost his way a long time ago. He tweeted out, George Will is one of the most overrated political pundits, and he's left the Republican Party. He has made many bad calls. So there's that.
There's that.
And then the latest is a bunch of polls out there. Some of them say Clinton's up by 5. Some of them say Clinton's up by 10. And in some of the more important battleground states, it's a dead heat. Yeah. That's pretty much what we see in the polls right now.
It's 6:43.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're one of my favorites.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is getting fun.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hi, this is Larry O'Connor, and like many people, my experiences with the dentist when I was a kid were not the most comfortable, and so I had a big fear of the dentist. But for the past 2 years, I've been going to see Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. They are amazing dentists. They helped me overcome my dental fear. Honestly, it's been life-changing. Their approach with me was compassionate and non-judgmental. You see, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is a place where people who've had any dental fears can safely visit. Everything's talked about in advance. maintenance, and it's all 100% permission-based, so they proceed at the speed you're comfortable with. They really walk you through your visit every step of the way. Trust me, if you have any dental fear at all and nagging tooth pain, if you're interested in sedation dentistry or just looking for a great dentist, call Rocky over at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
When it's time to sell your home, choose the agent with the best system for selling a home on time and for the most money. Choose my friend Frank Brindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. With over 25 years in the local real estate market, Frank brings an insight to home sales that can only come from experience. Plus, you have Frank's guarantee that if your home doesn't sell for the price and in the time you agree upon, he'll buy it. Frank has the buyers lined up, and his marketing system creates demand, and on average, his homes sell for 8% more than other local agents with similar guarantees get. When Frank listed Lord's and Norman Silver Spring home, it sold in 6 days. That's the power of Frank Prindle. Need more proof? The nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran recommends Frank Prindle exclusively in the D.C. metro area. All agents are not the same. So please call the only agent I would call if I were to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com. .645 now, WMAO traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, I wish I could make it stop, but accidents keep coming here this Monday morning commute. Tough. Let's go on the freeway. Westbound, southeast, southwest freeway. As you come off of the 11th Street Bridge, starting to see a solid line of traffic to the crash just past the 3rd Street Tunnel. Have emergency units there at the scene. Georgetown area, M Street at 35th Street, the eastbound side closed. So if you're coming eastbound, you cannot get any further than the outbound side of the Key Bridge. So if you need to get to Canal Road, my advice on M Street, what you want to do is get off at 33rd Street and wiggle your way around to get past the crash. If you're coming from Canal Road, you can get to the outbound. You can go to Whitehurst Freeway and you can get to the outbound Key Bridge. So your travel side currently gets by. Let's go 395 off the Beltway to Landmark. Heavy, again, heavy across the inbound 14th Street Bridge. And then you can see the crash on the opposite side of the freeway. Brand new accident, DC 295 southbound there, East Capitol Street. We have emergency units en route there. And out of Frederick, westbound 70 remains blocked with this police activity. Still being detoured onto alternate 40. If you're coming from 70 eastbound into Frederick, your lanes are open. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Roll through a Monday morning with a dry commute in this afternoon. Some of us will get some wet weather, isolated showers to widely scattered showers and thunder showers this afternoon into the evening. In the upper 80s, down to the low 70s overnight tonight. Chance of showers after thunderstorms end early. Chance of a shower, maybe a thunderstorm tomorrow up near 89 once again. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 68 degrees. It is now 6:47 on WMAL. It's time for Critter News on WMAL, a certified fan favorite. And I know this is a little depressing. I like to have happy animal stories on Critter News, but we have to bring you occasionally, you know, sad news. And in Montgomery County, where it's a kinder, gentler county, would you agree? I mean, you know, they always, they're trying to find a gentle way. They never do things that are controversial.
Well,
from some people's perspective, they're sending 300 geese to the gas chamber.
What do you mean, the gas chamber?
That's what they're
really
doing.
Harrowing.
They have a gas chamber where they euthanize animals, and they've decided that geese are such a problem in Montgomery County that they have to do away with about 300 of them.
Okay, so I'm waiting for the sad news that you promised me.
A lot of people don't like geese. You have an issue with geese.
Geese are more, well, Meredith, my wife, has a major issue with geese. Yeah. I like geese on a plate. I like their livers. I like their fantastic.
Well, then there really is an nice upside stuff to this story, Larry.
Yeah.
So they're going to
There's no downside so far.
They're going to kill 300 geese. They're going to euthanize them. Then they're going to take the meat and give it to a local food bank. So
you know, local families that are struggling to make ends meet will be dining on fine goose.
It's brilliant. It makes a lot of sense, and I think it's fantastic. Did you know that geese are actually the most ubiquitous and least endangered animal in North America?
I did not know
more
that.
More so than squirrels, more so than pigeons, even more so than liberal Democrats. There are more geese infiltrating our nation and this continent than any other pest, and they need to be done away with, and I think this is at least thin the herd a bit.
Well, apparently they've got an abundance of them.
Or is that thin the gaggle, I guess, officially in this one.
It would be. I'd be right. A gaggle of geese. That's right. Apparently, it's the goose droppings that are the big concern because they are full of bacteria. They pollute the water. They're unpleasant for people who want to go to the parks.
As opposed to other animals' droppings?
Well, apparently, geese droppings are quite offensive.
Well, this is good. Let's get rid of the geese.
And they've tried other ways to sort of maintain some control over the population of geese in Montgomery County. They tried harassment.
Uh-huh.
They were harassing the geese, and that didn't work because, you know, like, geese are apparently unharassable.
Yeah.
They tried habitat manipulation. I'm not sure what that is.
Oh, my.
They tried fencing,
and,
you know, they just fly over the fences. That doesn't
matter. Oh, I thought you meant, like, take a sword to them or
something.
Well,
no, that would not be a bad idea.
Yeah, foiled again.
And egg oiling.
I beg your pardon?
Oil their eggs.
They oil their eggs.
They don't hatch is what I'm thinking.
Oh, I see.
And they tried some...
Wow, like a goose... all right.
They tried repelling devices.
I just can't say.
How do you repel a geese? What kind of device would repel a geese?
You know what? You get a blonde girl from Oklahoma who's moved here and married a radio host and give her a shotgun. And
she'll
you will repel the geese just fine.
Yeah.
What's wrong with geese hunting season? That should then we get a sport out of it and we get some food. Well, this is great. Kill the geese and feed them to people. I like this idea.
Get
rid of the geese.
I have one other critter news story from Virginia. A toddler down in Stafford apparently recovering from a copperhead snake bite.
Oh, well, here's the sad news.
Okay. She said, I don't like spiders and snakes.
I don't either. Listen to this. They had to give this kid, this infant, some 18 vials of the anti-venom.
My God, this is
the
horrible.
Vials cost $3,000 apiece.
Wow.
And as it turns out, this poor family was between health care plans.
That's okay. Obamacare pays for this.
Well,
right?
I guess that's what we'll have to turn to.
Yeah.
It is now 6:51 on WMAL.
New and exciting things are happening in Washington, D.C., and MedStar Washington Hospital Center is at the heart of it all. We're celebrating 60 years of leading the way in cardiovascular care with the opening of the Nancy and Harold Zirkin Heart and Vascular Hospital, the first of its kind in Washington, D.C. Patients from across the region and around the country choose MedStar Washington Hospital Center for heart and vascular care. Here they find some of the nation's most experienced specialists, a highly ranked cardiovascular program, and the latest in heart and vascular research. And now, with our new hospital, we offer a specially designed setting where the patient experience matches our clinical expertise. It's the Heart and Vascular Hospital of today, for our patients' tomorrows. For more information, visit MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening.
Hey, since summer vacation time is upon us, let's talk about home security for a moment. Brian Wilson here. Check your security bill. If you're paying $30, $40, or $50 a month, stop that and call Ackerman today. Switch your service for free to Ackerman's $19.95 a month rate and start saving immediately. You'll get up to 3 months monitoring free when you switch or start service with Ackerman in the month of June. There are many reasons Ackerman Security is the Washington area's most trusted name in security. They are the only company with a seconds count guarantee. Response time. Their monitoring center is one of the few in the country to be both UL and CSAA 5 Diamond certified. That means you'll have the most highly qualified professionals responding to your emergencies. And here's the real kicker. You get burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide monitoring for just $19.95 a month. So start your savings today and get up to 3 months monitoring free by switching in June. Call 888-999-1070. Learn more at AckermanSecurity.com. It's time to check how your money's doing from the news desk at CNBC. Courtney Reagan is standing by. Hello, Courtney.
Hello, good morning. Stock futures are down as investors brace for more fallout from the UK's vote to leave the European Union. No significant earnings reports are due today, but investors will learn that the nation's trade deficit widened in April as imports recovered. Trade remains a drag on the economy in the second quarter. TransCanada wants to take President Obama to court over his rejection of the Keystone XL pipeline project. The president said it wouldn't make a meaningful long-term contribution to the U.S. economy. TransCanada is seeking $15 billion in damages. And the president will welcome the 2015 WNBA champions, the Minnesota Lynx, to the White House today to honor the team and their league championship. The president has a tradition of honoring teams that give back to their communities. I'm Courtney Reagan, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The Ted Britt Summer Sales Event is going on now. Find the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock with prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevrolet, Ford, and Lincoln models. You know, this is why I love Ted Britt Automotive so much. Listen, anybody can have a summer sale, right? I mean, it's easy for a dealership to just go out there and say, we're having a summer sale and we've got low prices. Fine. But then when you get there, first of all, you know, they mess around with you and you don't really get the deals. And Ted Britt, see, they've been around 57 years. You don't stay in business that long by offering the deal and then not having the deal for you. But there's more to it than that. They also stand by their deals. They're not just interested in making a deal so you walk out the door with a car. No, they want customers for life. Ted Britt has this program called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. So you get that peace of mind when you work with Ted Britt Automotive. You get a great deal, you get a great selection, and you get peace of mind. It's just why your next baby on four wheels needs to come from Ted Britt. Visit one of their nine great locations or online at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
It is 6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270 through Urbana and Hyattstown. Normal volume delays. Again, into Rockville, starting to see some of that stop and go. Not so normal, though, trying to get out of Frederick. Westbound 70 remains closed. Traffic being detoured onto alternate Route 40 under police investigation for an incident there. If you're trying to get into Frederick, 70, you can get through eastbound, but a little bit of the rubbernecking delays at all the activity going on there. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring slowing. Baltimore, Washington Parkway and Greenbelt northbound. North of the Beltway, north of 193, seeing some of that volume, but U.S. Park Police say not working anything. Georgetown, still watch for police activity at the crash at the end of the Key Bridge. That was causing a problem on eastbound side of M Street right as you pass the Key Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds, possibly a thunderstorm today, a high of 89. Tonight we're talking about a 70% chance of rain, 71. Currently it's 68 degrees in the nation's capital.
Wednesdays.
The one, the only, Mr. Jay Leno.
Jay Leno returns to CNBC.
We've done some dumb things on this show, but this is right up there.
The shows are bigger.
This car is the essence of cool.
The rides are faster. And the laughs are louder. Jay Leno's Garage. Premiere episodes Wednesdays, 10 Eastern and Pacific.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Only on CNBC.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying, learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Money, money, money.
Well, that certainly hurt. Britain votes to leave the EU and my 401k drops like a rock. The markets hate uncertainty for sure, but I'm guessing they well overreacted to the Brexit vote. Takes 2 years for the process to happen and lots and lots and lots of negotiations still to come. And there may be a few benefits for the Brits as well, as India has been looking for a trade agreement with the EU, and it's been snagged up with what has become commonplace in Brussels, a more protectionist and left-leaning policy framework in its trade agreements. So India thinks a direct trade pact with the UK is now possible. A quick trade deal between two important economies could be just what the doctor ordered. The Brits sent an important message last week. Their national identity was important to them. It's now up to the politicians to act quickly to right the economic ship. All of our 401ks are counting on it. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
My name is Roosevelt. I always thought that cigarette smoking just messed up your lungs.
I never thought that at only 45 would give me a heart attack. And I never thought that it would change my life forever. My tip is, do your heart a favor and quit now.
Heart attack risk drops as soon as you quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Coming up on WMAL.
The East Coast states right now are considering a brand new way to tax the way you drive your car, and we'll tell you about it.
Also, the aforementioned Jonah Geneva will join us. It's all coming up in the next hour, 7 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.